Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom and courage. If you're anything like me, your life could feel like a constant whirlwind. Deadlines, commitments, social media pressure, it's enough to make anyone want to pull the covers over their head and hide. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate this chaos with more grace, resilience, and even joy? That's where Stoicism comes in. It's not about becoming emotionless robots or suppressing your feelings. It's about developing a mindset that allows you to control what you can control your thoughts and actions and accept what you can't. And the best part? You don't need a monk's retreat to start practicing it. Today, we're diving into how to create a home practice for Stoic philosophy, something you can weave seamlessly into your daily routine, even if you only have 5 minutes to spare. Now imagine this. Instead of scrolling through endless social media feeds, you wake up each morning with a few moments of quiet reflection. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and set your intentions for the day. That's the power of a Stoic home practice. It's about cultivating mindfulness and inner strength in the most ordinary parts of your life. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you exercise it, the stronger it becomes. And just like with any new habit, consistency is key. Here are 5 powerful takeaways to get you started. First up, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with just a few minutes of daily practice. Maybe it's reading a passage from Marcus Aurelius, journaling about your thoughts and emotions, or simply taking a moment to be present in your surroundings. Second, make it personal. Stoicism isn't about blindly following rules, it's about finding principles that resonate with you and adapting them to your life. Experiment with different techniques until you find what works best for you. Some people benefit from meditation, others from physical exercise, and still others from spending time in nature. Third, integrate it into your routine. Instead of viewing Stoicism as a separate activity, try weaving it into your existing daily rituals. Perhaps you reflect on the day's challenges while commuting or practice gratitude before meals. The key is to make it feel natural and effortless. Fourth, find a community. Sharing your journey with others can be incredibly motivating and supportive. Join an online forum, connect with fellow Stoics in your area, or simply talk to friends and family about what you're learning. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. And finally, be patient and persistent. Developing a strong Stoic practice takes time and effort. There will be days when you struggle to stay focused, but don't get discouraged. Just keep coming back to your practice, even in small ways. Over time, you'll start to notice the positive changes in your life. Now imagine this. You're at work, facing a difficult deadline or a challenging interaction with a colleague. Instead of feeling overwhelmed and stressed, you take a deep breath, remember your Stoic principles, and focus on what you can control your own actions and reactions. You approach the situation with clarity, calmness, and even a sense of purpose. That's the power of a well-established home practice. Remember, Stoicism isn't just about surviving life's challenges, it's about thriving in them. It's about finding meaning and purpose in every moment, no matter what comes your way. So, let's recap. Create a personalized practice. Start small, make it part of your routine, find a community, and be patient with yourself. These are the key ingredients to building a strong foundation for Stoic living right in the comfort of your own home. Now go out there and embrace the strength, wisdom, and courage within you. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. And as always, thanks for tuning into How to Be Stoic. Until next time, stay resilient, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.